This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sending everything back down to the lower courts and you start all over again. So from a certain point, I'm satisfied. From another point, I'm not satisfied because, frankly, this is a political witch hunt.
That's the president talking about the SCOTUS ruling on his taxes. It is kind of one of those split things. Is it a win? Is it a loss? In some respects, it's a win for the president, and others, as he was trying to wrestle with there, it's a loss because it boots it back down on whether or not his taxes are fair game. I'll cut to the quick of this whole thing, or not. It goes back to the lower court. It was a 7-2 decision. Both written by Chief Justice John Roberts, by the way, a pair of Supreme Court decisions that specifically zero in on whether the Prez can shield his taxes from scrutiny, basically, handed, I think, the campaign a temporary reprieve in a year where we are, 116, 117 days away from electing either this president again or a new one. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope that you are safe, well, and happy wherever you hail from this particular moment. Perhaps you're in your RV getting to see the USA, taking a little break with the fam from quarantining yourselves off. It's interesting with the RV travel that's happening in the United States. So many people don't know how to drive them, so they're smashing into the roofs of drive-ins. They're ripping off the top of RVs. They're denting the sides of it and having a heck of a time trying to figure out what to do with this boxy or rounded, depending on how new it is, RV that they've rented. I think RVs are cool. And it's amazing how big travel in an RV has become, and I think it's only going to get bigger. So if you are listening from your RV, then you now are informed, if you hadn't heard, about what SCOTUS did. And it is interesting because this has been burning since almost the minute the president took office. The tug of war over releasing his financial records. Specifically, through the miracle of Twitter, the president blasted the court for rejecting his central legal argument that he had absolute immunity from subpoenas, saying he should have been afforded more deference. But then later, as you kind of heard there, satisfied with some elements of the decision, not satisfied with others, purely political. He dismissed the whole thing. Everything is purely political. We talk about wearing masks, and we know it's political, even though it shouldn't be political. So the Supreme Court giveth and taketh away, depending on how you look at it. It's an interesting one because it's almost like when you throw a basketball up and you're not sure. It should have been zipped back to one team, but it kind of got tangled up. So the White House is saying it's a win officially. Democratic leaders are saying it's a win officially. But neither side really got 100% what they wanted because it goes back down to a lower court. But the president's effort to block congressional subpoenas, that didn't happen. He wanted the court to curb the subpoenas, especially because New York is investigating the president. And if he is not the president come next January, it becomes an even bigger deal, I think. And this took up a lot of the conversation, a lot of the space, I'll call it, in the air with which we breathe or listen to stations like the one that I'm on right now. Of course, the other thing that is always in the back of everyone's minds is COVID-19. Even if you shove it away temporarily, it is the question mark we live under. So 135,000 deaths out of 3.17 million in the United States. That's where we're at. 951,000 people have recovered. Woohoo! Let's get that number higher. 552,000 deaths worldwide. 6.7 million have recovered. The concerns are over the places that are the so-called hotspots that we talk about, seemingly, not seemingly, I guess, realistically, every single show. Where are the hotspots? One of the things Anthony Fauci, the top doc in the U.S., is saying is, you got to take a look at some of these areas as they're going upward, that they might have to shut down again and reimpose stay-at-home orders. Researchers at the Harvard Global Health Institute say that shutdowns should be mandatory in Arizona, Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Georgia, where severe outbreaks are happening. At least 15 other states are weighing the possibility, but there is significant backlash to that. And then there's the battle over whether schools should reopen in the fall. That is definitely partisan. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, suggesting that resuming in-person instruction was no different than allowing people to shop at Home Depot and Walmart. But Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, says she does not intend to send children back to classrooms unless it's safe to do so. How about Mississippi? I know some of you are listening to us in the great state of Mississippi, the state with four S's and how many P's? Two. Somebody asked me that question. It was a crossword answer. Anyway, health experts there say that five of the largest medical institutes are out of intensive care beds. Hospitals are stretched thin. There's been an uptick in cases, you see, and that puts the state on track to resemble New York City in March. Yikes. They don't want to be compared to New York City for lots of reasons, especially that. Public health experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, what are they saying? They're being poked and prodded and facing pressure from the president and his allies and being sidelined at crucial decision-making moments, of course. And this is, again, who's in charge. Then the World Health Organization saying there's the possibility of airborne transmission of COVID-19 because there were 200 scientists that urged them to do that. More than 1,000 TSA employees who work as security screeners at airports have tested positive for coronavirus. Did you know that? Six workers out of the 1,000 have died. So, yeah, we absolutely have a virus that is a political high wire. I think what you and I care about, and I hope, when we have this conversation, is what's the best thing to happen for America? What's the best thing to happen in your neck of the woods? What's the safest thing for you if you're a solo flyer, your family, if you're not, and the people around you? Because it's really a push in a lot of different directions. And now it's about the summertime and the coronavirus. And I think my reference to RVs is a good one. But I think that we need some driving lessons. If you're going to get an RV, make sure you practice. Remember when you were a kid in the parking lot, so that when you go to get your fast food burger, you don't touch the top of the RV. Wow. That is just crazy to me. Just crazy. Top Doc Fauci. Next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
We live, like I mean, you have to be having blindfolders on and covering your ears to think that we don't live in a very divisive society now from a political standpoint. I mean, it's just unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Boy, I used to think that was such a trite saying. Now it's a handy one to have in your back pocket. And that's one that Anthony Fauci just played there from the National Institute of Health, who, of course, is the director. We used to see him every single day in the very beginning of this thing. Can you remember the beginning in March when we first started to hear what was happening and see what was happening in New York? Now it's, again, a question of what's happening, as I mentioned, with states shutting down again, and there is the death trend upward. I was saying, through most of the week, the good news was, is yes, we were seeing more cases, but it seemed like some of the deaths were frozen, meaning we weren't seeing the giant amount, but now that's starting to happen again. And you had single cases that rose to higher levels, you know, infections and hospitalizations and all of that, with single day records in Alabama, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, and Wisconsin. So that trend upward, boy, that is something that we don't want to see. I talked about the TSA employees. As much as people aren't flying as much, you still have TSA employees, and there's a little more of a surge in people flying. So screeners at the airport testing positive for coronavirus, and imagine if they don't know and you're somebody who goes through one of those TSA checkpoints, and, you know, what does that mean to you? So life at home. You know, we were taking trains and planes and renting cars, and now we're figuring out what we're doing when we're trying to take a little bit of a getaway, and what we're doing day by day by day to make this, let's face it, survivable, because it's like being on a roller coaster. When you look at the months that we've been doing this in some form or fashion, when you look at the work situation for so many, and how tough that is in dealing with kids that were going to camps but now aren't going to camps, or grandchildren you were babysitting that now you're not babysitting, or whatever it might be, because everybody is affected by this in, I think, different ways. And no two families or no people are being hit by this the same. So when I talk about the show is the buzz in your backyard and the buzz in my backyard, yours might look different. You know, you might have a different view in the middle of the desert, or you may have a lake view, or you may be huddled in the middle of a rural area somewhere or a suburban nest. And what are your neighbors doing, and how are you getting through this? And it pains me to say, all our pals listening to us in another great state, Kentucky, that's become a hot spot. The Kentucky governor, Beshear, says the state's going to require everybody to wear a mask in public for 30 days, and that starts on Friday. There's an explosion of COVID-19 cases, and the mask mandate applies to most forward-facing businesses, so retailers, restaurants, outdoor spaces where social distancing is possible. Kentucky reported 333 new cases on Thursday, so the total number, 18,245. It's not just Arizona, it's not just Florida, it's not just Texas. It is so many other states that are experiencing the thing that none of us want to see and none of us want to go through. By the way, New York City canceling all large events until October. So, hoping that October it's going to be different. The USA had a new virus record in one day of 65,551. And in looking at the numbers, New York's still realizing there are cases coming from New York. So Mayor Bill de Blasio made that announcement. You have to have a permit from New York City to do some of these events. And they've canceled the big ones through September 30th as the city is trying to prioritize open space for public use. And the city's not going to issue a permit for any event in a location that would interfere with the open streets or open restaurants program. And what is that? It means they're pushing a lot of seating outside as much as possible so that people can get that feeling, go to a restaurant. They're just not indoors. They're a lot further outside, more tables being spaced, and they're feeling that this is really, really, really going to work, because people are still going to be able to get their fix of whatever their favorite is or whatever they're exploring, but they won't have to be as panicked about, oh, who touched the food, what happened, are we okay sitting this close to each other. So while New York City is doing that open space thing and looking at that and being cautious, you have Houston and the big question mark hanging over them. Are they really, everybody's saying Arizona, but are they really the next New York City? And Texas reported a record 98 confirmed COVID deaths on Wednesday of this week, almost 10,000 new cases, just shy of another record that was hit of 10,028 the day before. And Austin is turning its convention center for pretty well known for hosting South by Southwest into a field hospital because they may need it for their friends in Houston. Hospitals took in 3,800 plus coronavirus patients this week. A growing number of people are dying at home before the paramedics can even arrive. And I think that's the worst of the worst. And that's the parallel that's being drawn, because in New York City, that's what happened, that they had people that were knocking on doors that were looking for people and found that they had died at home. Houston, luckily, is benefiting from some of New York's experience. Houston emergency room doctors and whatnot are getting a sense of what can they do. How do they get through this? Because they're learning what the New York doctors learned in March and April, and some of the problems in Washington State, too. Throw that into the mix and then look at trajectory. And how do you squash that, maintain it, look at it, whatever it is, to be able to warn others what's ahead. Yeah. And what's ahead is interesting when you look at some of the other things that we're grappling with that, too, feed into coronavirus. And some of that includes our health, of course, where a recent poll showed that the average family would report anywhere from 8 to 19 pounds individually of people gaining that much weight. 8 to 19 pounds. Have you gained the COVID-19? Ooh. Almost 20 pounds is harder to get off. How do you pull that off? Coming up in our next hour, there are more people looking at plant-based diets, and true meaty meat eaters are doing that because part of it, people went and got the Impossible Burger, I'm not kidding, at Burger King and started to think, oh, maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe I can do this. And does it mean you're going to live longer? Does it do something physically to you? Some say yes. Jane Velez will join us. Jane Velez Mitchell will join us to talk about that very thing, because you used to see her on headline news and used to see her in other places as a journalist, and now she's kind of at the forefront of this whole plant-based diet thing. In fact, on Amazon, one of the shows that she does streams, and it's all about that the recipes, the things that you're not looking at that are, she says, are so easy to turn over. And I'm thinking to myself, and I got to be honest, because I am a meat person all the way. I grew up where when I came home to visit, what was the first thing my mother would say to me? Ah, guess what? Went to the butcher, got a great, great filet mignon for you. Oh, I was saving up getting that filet mignon. Got the Jersey corn and the tomatoes. Making the mashed potatoes and the string beans. Ooh, don't know if I could give that up. I gotta be honest. Hitting the mailroom next. Come with me.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court upheld the Trump administration's broad rollback of Obamacare rules requiring employers to provide free birth control to women in a major victory for religious groups with President Donald Trump. The Supreme Court, in its 7-2 ruling, sought to resolve a long-running legal battle that previously vexed the justices on how to strike the right balance between ensuring access to birth control and safeguarding religious freedom protections. But the court's decision appears likely to revive debate over culture war issues. The decision allows the Trump administration to move forward with rules that would allow virtually any employer to claim a religious or moral exemption to providing birth control coverage. Justices Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer join their conservative colleagues in upholding the exemptions. It is clear from the face of the statute that the contraceptive mandate is capable of violating religious freedom laws, according to Justice Clarence Thomas in his opinion. This is USA Radio News. The latest weekly report on unemployment benefits is a mixed bag in USA's Chris Barnes reports.
First-time jobless claims were down again last week, according to the Labor Department. They totaled 1.3 million, which was 99,000 fewer than the week before. But while the number of new claims keeps declining, continuing claims are still high at more than 18 million. States with the biggest increase week to week were Michigan, Indiana, and Texas. Biggest decline were seen in Oklahoma, Florida, and Maryland.
It looks like there's a front runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Going to stand here on fanfare. We're just going to dive right into it and remind you. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us. It's easy to remember my website and how you can hit us up and be in the mailbag too. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact. Just like Craig listening in Portland, he said, Delaney, what about the Supreme Court? Yeah. I know the whole thing about kicking the taxes back down, the issue of the president. I know the whole thing about birth control and organizations who, for religious reasons, don't want to cover that. I get it. But how about this whole thing with the American Indian Reservation and that big swath of eastern Oklahoma that stays as an Indian reservation that will affect about 2 million people, and what a huge win that is for an Indian tribe or two. Do you know about that? Yeah, it's interesting because Eric, the technical maestro of this show, said something to me off the air about it. So your email is timely. Do I know about it? Of course I do. I saw a little diagram of what the land that we're talking about is. It's pretty big. It's, of course, much of Tulsa, which is the second largest city in Oklahoma. And the question for the court was whether Congress officially eliminated the Muskogee Creek Nation Reservation when Oklahoma became a state in 1907. So what was the decision? 5-4, invoking the long history of mistreating Native Americans, the court said, we hold the government to its word. And the land Congress promised to the Creek Nation is still Indian land. So how about that? You know, Justice Gorsuch wrote that if Congress wishes to withdraw its promises, it has to say so. Unlawful acts performed long enough and with vigor are never enough to amend the law. So, wow. And to hold otherwise would be to elevate the most brazen and longstanding injustices over the law. Now, the dissent led by Chief Justice John Roberts warned of the upheaval in the criminal justice system and other areas of government, taxing, zoning, state and tribal leaders downplayed that concern, said they're negotiating an agreement to address that. Boy, oh boy, that is huge. And because of what's happening now in the U.S., it hasn't gotten as much play. So I'm glad that you pointed that out to us, because it is a very big decision. If you were to look at a map, and Tulsa being the second biggest city, and then you look at Oklahoma City, and then you see Chickasaw, Choctaw, Cherokee Nation, and the Muskogee Creek Nation, you'll see that little swath of land, and it's home to about 1.8 million people. Wow. So watch to see what happens there. That case was brought by a member of Creek Nation who was convicted in state court of molesting a child. But because the crime, this is the other part of that, occurred on the land in question, he said that the state courts had no jurisdiction and that the federal government would have to prosecute. So the court's ruling tosses out his state conviction and means he has to be tried in federal court. And that's part of it, you know, saying that decades of past convictions could be thrown out, and then will that destabilize the governance of eastern Oklahoma? Certainly there's going to be some uncertainty. And like I said, in your mind, just take a, it's like if you took a marker and you took something kind of the size of Oklahoma, well, just look at a map and then blotted out a big chunk in the middle. That's exactly the amount of land that we're talking about. All right, this one is from Paul, who says, the CDC not going to crack under the pressure from the Prez, huh? That's the way it looks, Kate. So do we really know where schools are at over, you know, at this point anyway? I have grandchildren all over the country from the four kids that my beautiful wife bore, and I guess some will go back, some won't, and we're just kind of holding our breath to see where it goes. That's a good way to say that. Don't hold it too long, of course, but there is this pressure about get the economy moving, and getting the economy moving does mean, you know, schools. Because of what that does to the family dynamic and how it does also economically shut things down. So I think it's iffy. And the CDC says they're not going to change their guidelines. And see, their guidelines are pretty, I don't want to call them fierce, they're pretty strict with social distancing and everything else. So that means these schools that don't have the money are going to have to come up with it. Who's going to come up with it? Is the federal government going to come up with that to make that happen or not? Because how do they open those schools if they don't have the PPE? How do they open them if they can't find a way to move the desks, the classrooms, that kind of stuff? I think some of the movement they could, kind of like what New York is doing, where they're doing split a couple days at home and a couple days there. Maybe that's what ends up happening. I'm not sure, but you know, there's not much time left. So we're talking about in some cases less than 4 weeks, less than 5 weeks. All right, this one is from Dana, and Dana says, Kate, you used to be the queen of Mother Nature. I saw the wickedest, I don't think that's a word, but I'm going to say it, the wickedest tornadoes coming out of Minnesota and somebody got some video of it. It was all over the place. I don't know if you saw it or not. One person sadly died, but it was so unusual that people got as close as they did, and it was one of those that just kind of stayed swirling in the same position. Did you see what I'm talking about? And how awful some of these tornadoes can be. Well, yeah, if you just want me to comment on tornadoes, I lived in Kearney, Nebraska, and I felt like I was a storm chaser because I'd be out there. They used to call them one-man bands, and you had to film, and it was film. Well, it wasn't film, no, it wasn't film. It was video. You had to go out and video it yourself, and what did I know what I was doing coming from Philly? And I would be scared to death because you'd see them off in a distance, and they could jump. And it happened maybe three or four times in the time that I was there. But the tornado you're talking about, you could see that all over the place. And there are a number of chasers who get really close to try to show you the force of it. And they call it a drill bit tornado, where it stays in one spot and it goes round and round and round. And sometimes you see it where it's barely 10 feet across and sometimes a little bit more. So there were three farms that were damaged or destroyed by the tornado. And it was in Dalton and Ashby, which, to give you, you might be saying, where's that? That's 170 miles, like due northwest of Minneapolis, and it was just uprooted so many trees, smacked them in half. It is very scary what tornadoes can do. And to me, when you're talking about a 6 to 9 mile stretch, it shows you how they can also stay and not leave. It's not just boom, touchdown, gone, this is scary. Sometimes, no, it's we travel. And to me, I think in some ways tornadoes are scarier than hurricanes, which might sound ridiculous if you've ever been through a hurricane. I grew up in hurricane territory, but we always had warnings, right? So hurricane warnings, the gale force winds, this. There was warnings. And you could get out of the path usually, even if it dissipated, and then you were like, oh, another false alarm. But you knew, at least from the perspective of what you were being told from the meteorologists, that they're looking at the patterns and this is what they're seeing. But with tornadoes, even with incredible advancements and looking at the atmosphere and looking at predicting it and thunderstorms and whatnot, you still, there's no definites of tornadoes. You'll get mentions of the risk for tornadoes, but there's no definites to that. All right, this one is from Joe, who says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen with Mary Trump's book? Do you think it's going to have a bigger impact on embarrassing the president than John Bolton's book? Well, it's a tell-all book from a family member, a niece, and that's supposed to be published next week. And I mean, this is a woman who's a clinical psychologist, but is the niece of Donald Trump, the president. And in the book, supposedly, from what we know, it talks about how the president was protected, she says, by institutions his entire life, and what his family life was like with his father, and the dysfunction, and, you know, etc. Her book's title, Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man, it pretty much tells what you think you're going to get in this, book. And, of course, the White House doesn't want it out. The president doesn't want whatever she's written about out, which makes sense, period, from the perspective of running and from the perspective of titillation and the whole family thing. And according to the book, one of the things that we know in her book, she says anyway, is that the president paid someone to take the SAT form, that he tried to trick his father into signing a codicil that would have stripped his siblings of their inheritances, and a couple of other pretty brutal things that she's written about from what I know so far at this point. But we still have to see what happens next week. Do I think it'll outsell, if it's all fair and it gets released, do I think it'll outsell Bolton's book? I do. I think it will, because it comes from a family member. This or that. Figure out what that is next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Kadabra. Tail end of this hour, a little bit of this or that. Eric joins us now, the technical maestro for this version of the show, for this or that. Got to lighten things up here. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
We might have done this one before. I'm not sure, but it's worth a repeat if we haven't. So, mayo or barbecue sauce?
I'll go with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you know why? Because barbecue sauce, you can do so much with it, right? It can be tangy, it can be sweet, it can morph into all kinds of flavors. Spicy, yeah. I would say the same thing. I'm not a huge mayo person, except for if you like egg salad, chicken salad, tuna, you know, the salads have a little bit of mayo in them.
Yeah, I mean, I do love mayo. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
It is a tough one, but I think I'd go with barbecue sauce, too. You got to be careful, though. Barbecue sauce slathered all over ribs, you know, when it's got sugar in it, that's like multiply the calories by, you know, 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough. Okay, how about this one? SAT/ACT college entrance exams or no test? Which would you take?
I took the SAT and I did horribly, I think, if I remember correctly. So yeah, I already did that.
So you took the SAT, but if you could go back in time, would it be no test?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing about tests. I think testing is weird. I understand why the need for tests before in a way, except for, I just had this discussion the other day. I think it's about what you learn and what you can retain and all kinds of things when you're in school that don't seem to matter versus memorizing a bunch of things to pass a test. What does that tell us?
That you have a good memory, I guess.
That's it. But what if you don't have a good memory, but you're actually a pretty decent student?
Yeah, isn't the SAT more about, like, just preparation and, memorization anyways?
It is. It's really about memorization. Well, math, there's the math, and then there is the literature part of it, or the English part of it, if you want to call it that, whatever it is.
Yeah, maybe testing will change and evolve.
That's what I think. I hope.
Maybe.
Well, especially now.
Yeah, maybe they'll find out, like, it's more important to think of things on the fly and, like, troubleshoot and problem solve rather than, like, memorize or, you know, read something over and over and just so you could pass the test and, you know, where it's just numbers.
Yeah. I agree. I think it should evolve. It's tough, and sometimes people are also not good test takers. They get nervous. And that's a lot of people. Well, obviously, we had cheating with wealthy people that are trying to get their kids into school. Can you take the SAT? Boom. No, my daughter was on the row team, the crew, and she wasn't really. Remember that whole scandal with the college varsity thing? Yeah, there's so much riding on those tests. There is.
Did you take the SAT?
I did, and, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this question. I took it twice because I took it the first time and I think I was, it wasn't awful, but it was okay. And I wanted to get better numbers because they kept drilling into our heads, oh, it takes this amount of grades and their SAT has to be this. And I thought, boy, I want to jump it up to get into the school, you know, school or schools I want to get into. So I took it again and I did do better with the tutoring, like a tutoring class it was. There were all kinds of people in it. So they taught us how to take the tests better.
Mm. So would you, if you got to redo it over, would you take it again?
Well, if they required me to, I would. But if I didn't have to and there was another way to do it, I think I like the other way.
Mm.
Right? Because here's the thing. The things that I retain, like I loved history, I liked English. Everybody listening is like, really, girl? You're boring us. I said this before. I also wanted to do shop. I wanted to learn how to make things. I wanted to be with the guys, you know, working on cars so I could learn about cars. And they told me I couldn't do it because I would be taking away a potential job from some guy because I was not going to be, that wasn't what I was going to do for my life. And I was bummed. I wanted to learn all that stuff. So I'm a learner. I think there's something about learning. Anybody listening to me, you could go on this Udemy site, right? There's so many ways to learn things and you want to learn something. It costs like 10 bucks or 12 bucks or whatever it is. And you can learn like almost anything, how to work the computer better, how to design a website, whatever.
Yeah. Reading books.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps a lot. All right, speaking of books, how about this? Publish a book or write the screenplay for a movie? Write the screenplay for a movie. For me, I've already published books. So I would say, and I'm working on two other books right now. So I would say movie, too. But movie's tough. Of course, now we live in the age of streaming. You write the right thing. Who knows? Maybe it gets picked up.
Yeah, I feel like movies these days, well, I mean, movies in general have, like, you know, a formula or something. Like, there's a lot of things you need to know before going into it, like important stuff.
Well, character development, how to write the dialogue, all of that.
Yeah.
And see, there again, that's a class. You can take a class on it.
Yeah. Well, I wish we could do it without the class.
That's true. You could, but would you be able to make it work? So look at the things we already talked about. Mayo or barbecue sauce while you're deciding on SAT, ACT, or not taking a test, publishing a book or writing a movie. And then, how about this? Girl Scout cookies or donuts? What do you take?
Donuts.
Yeah, me too. Are you a big donut eater?
Not really, no.
But if you get a donut, what do you get?
I honestly like all of them, really.
Just give me a donut. I never eat donuts, so whatever kind you have in this donut shop, I'll take them.
Plus, I don't really know the names of them.
I don't know the names of donuts. I'm going to create a guide for you, and I'm going to write a movie screenplay that has to do with a guy going in to get a bag of donuts, but he doesn't really care. He just doesn't know the names of any of them. It's called I'll Take This or That. I'll take this or that. I don't know what it's called. Eclairs. They stuff them with cream, and then they're chocolate on the outside. That sounds good, right? That's making me hungry. Or you can get a sugar donut where it's got just like sugar and flour over the outside of it. Or you just get you can just get those donut holes where it's the little balls of dough.
What about those? What are they called? Critters or something?
Yeah, critters, or bear claws, or crawlers, or, that sounds good. That is making me hungry.
I guess that's like more down my...
That's your speed?
My speed, yeah.
All right. I like it. That's more your speed. The man who didn't know the names of donuts. You're forever going to be that. Okay, so flapjacks or eggs over easy?
Flapjacks.
That's a tough one for me. I like both. But if I'm in the mood for pancakes, because I don't eat it that much, it's so good. If you eat pancakes, do you drink a cold glass of milk with it?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't drink a lot of milk either, and that would be the rare exception for me.
Yeah, well, I don't see why we can't have both, though.
Yeah, why can't we have both? That's what we could do. Well, first we stop at the donut shop to get the donuts for later, and we'll get them named for you. And then we go and get some eggs and flapjacks. Sounds like a plan when I come up to Minnesota.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll chase one of those tornadoes. Not getting too close, of course, and hopefully it's not anywhere near anyone's land or property or themselves like the other day. Ooh, that was scary. All right, thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Big shout out to Mo Flam. Make it count, everybody. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Boom.